Letters 172, 199, a collection of many select epistles to friends of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 1, Cont. 172. We are of the royal seed, elect and precious, before the world began, that which ever the Sodomites crucified, grieved, and vexed by their unrighteous, ungodly conversation, who lived in fullness and pleasures and abundance of idleness. And we are of that seed, that cannot serve the wills and lusts of men and bow and stoop to them. Who are a people redeemed out of kindreds, kingdoms, peoples, and nations, who are of the household of God, built up together a spiritual house, whose builder and maker is God, and do reign upon the earth, as kings and priests unto God, whom we serve day and night. And are of the seed that has been slain from the foundation of the world, which the princes of the world, and councils, and the great and wise of the earth crucified, who lived in the form of godliness of the saints' words, but quenched the spirit in themselves, and being that birth born of the flesh, persecuted that which is born of the spirit. We are of the seed, the anointed, which the powers of the earth combine and take counsel together against, whom God we see sitting in heaven laughing them to scorn. We are the royal priesthood, who offer daily to the Lord the spiritual sacrifice, the holy generation and the peculiar people, zealous of good works, clothed with the zeal of Christ against the bad works and the workers thereof. Therefore of all nations, peoples, sects, ways, professions, and talkers of religion are we hated, by them that are out of the way and power of God, though they profess scriptures, church, worship, and ministry, yet such as these have crucified Christ and the Lord of glory. We are they that witness the promise of God fulfilled, and that do witness that the age is come in which God would show forth his exceeding riches and kindness, which was wrought among the apostles. We are the anointed of God and his prophets that he said, touch not, who are as the apple of his eye, who for our sakes has reproved powers and thrones and dominions and rebuked them. We are the preachers of righteousness in the great city Sodom, wherein Christ was crucified, where the life of the prophets and the apostles and holy men of God lie slain, and cursers, swearers, drunkards, eaters, and drinkers that rise up to play in all fullness, wantonness, and profaneness profess their words and make merry over their lives. And the witnesses since the apostles' days have been slain, the woman in the wilderness, the lamb and his wife shall be known which is come up out of the wilderness. So in this great city of Sodom and Gomorrah are the false church and the whore where all the abominations are, that made all the nations drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, whereby the world is all on heaps about religion and church worship and the several ways in Sodom's nature, professing the saints' words, imitating forms, killing and slaying one another about professing the saints' words, but out of their life which shows that they are not of the royal seed, which said, love enemies. That is the royal seed, and they that follow him are of the royal priesthood and holy people and generation, among whom is the royal law of love, whereby we cannot respect men's persons, for he who does is convinced of the royal law to be a transgressor. So every one of us that is come to the seed of God that bruises the serpent's head, that led man from God, who is the prince of the world, the prince of darkness, and the prince of the air, the father of lies, a murderer from the beginning, the corrupter of mankind, the author of the separation from God, and the original of sin, the beginning of it, which led man from his dominion over the handiworks of God, which the royal seed Christ destroys and renews man again in the image of God, and brings him again to his dominion over the handiworks of God. And this hundreds of thousands are now witnessing, by which they come to be kings, and redeemed from the earth and come to be made kings upon the earth, in the image of God, over the handiworks of God, in the wisdom by which they were created. So all powers whatever that are a terror to evil doers, that bear not the sword in vain, to us are praise that do well. And all kings upon the earth, that were anointed by God, a figure of our Christ, the King anointed, he ends them all and makes kings to reign upon the earth. Among these Christ is King, which thousands witness. Among these he is King. All other kings made by man by putting on man earthly crowns, earthly man will put them off again and unking them if they cross them. This is the state among them in whom Christ does not reign, nor the true magistrate obeyed, which is to the evil doers a terror. But since the apostles' days all has been in confusion about religion, church, and worship, among them that have killed the witnesses, and since the true church went into the wilderness, and the witnesses have been slain, and the man-child caught up to God. So they that have slain the witnesses and killed the saints have been in all this confusion. And the witnesses are rising, and the everlasting gospel shall be preached again, unto all nations, kindreds, and tongues of them that dwell upon the earth, among them that have had the words, but have slain the life of the prophets and the apostles. So the great professors of the world, which were the Jews, could not abide Jesus, the King, that he should reign. And where he is now in the male and in the female, he is King whom makes kings, among whom he is King. All is to be done in the name of the mighty King of Kings, and then his name, Jesus, is the power. George Fox 173. All friends, take heed of running on in a form, for fear that you lose the power, but keep in the power and seed of God, in which you will live in the substance. And at any disputes take heed. Many may be lifted up in the victory and conquest, and after have a joy in the prophecies and openings, and after fall. And if babblers, vain talkers, come, and janglers, people who want to quarrel over some minor scriptural interpretation, don't say the meeting was bad. Such is the complaining nature out of patience, and the seed, which bears all things and suffers all things, which keeps down that which causes lifting up, murmuring, and disputing. The seed in prophecy ends such and keeps down all the other that is contrary, and that which would live in the contrary is the unchangeable peace, cornerstone, and the staidness in the seed and life. George Fox 174. Dear friends all everywhere, feel the seed of God over all that which is in the fall, that is gotten up since Adam and Eve fell from righteousness and the image of God, and in which fall the Lamb has been slain. And so feel the seed of God over all that which makes to suffer, and will stand and remain when he that makes to suffer is gone. And so feel Christ to reign and rule over all that which is in the fall, and there you may all feel the life to flow over all, which life was with the Father before the world began, and which life will remain when death and the power of it are gone. And in that life all live and dwell, and in it keep your meetings. And feel the word of patience and the word of wisdom, in which you may find both patience and wisdom in this day of life. And feel my love to all friends in the everlasting seed of God. George Fox 175. To friends, to serve one another in love, in outward things. My dear friends, in the order and wisdom of life, order all things to God's glory, and dwell in the love of God together, all serving one another in love and in the life of the truth. And you that give to the poor, lend to the Lord, and he will give you again with advantage. And so be fruitful in every good work, and he subject to one another in the fear of the Lord, and do that which you do in love and peace, and in that keep in the authority and power of God, in kindness. And keep down and be master over all passion, and the hasty and cross spirits, and silence that which is sudden, and let love have the preeminence in all and over all. And provoke one another to love and to good works, and be diligent in all your places, that you may be a good savor in the hearts of all, and that the truth may flow over all. And let nothing be lacking among you, and then all is and will be well. And encourage one another to seek out the poor, and sick, and fatherless, and widow, and imprisoned, and make up their necessities and wants. Then there will be nothing lacking. And keep in discerning, that you may not be ensnared nor made a prey upon, but that in the power and wisdom of God you may be kept over all such, and to feel through all states and conditions, that the Lord God may be honored in and by you all, and you all may be preserved in his power and life to his glory. For your bestowing of outward things to such as stand in need is the least love, and things of little value in comparison to the things that are above and immortal. And so keep over all in that in which you have the blessing poured upon you from the Lord God to clothe and cover you. George Fox 176 to friends in the ministry. Friends, those who minister up and down among friends, be examples in wisdom, life, patience, righteousness, holiness, and in godliness and soberness, that your lives and conversations may preach. And keep out and over all vain, youthful ways and childishness, and over all those fallen spirits that quarrel, jangle, and contend about outward things and have a life in them, through which they are eaten out from the life and truth of God. And such become as the dross, and they come to be as the untimely figs and as the corn and grass on the housetop. And so you all that minister abroad to others, first see that you are in the truth that will never change, and in the word and life that will abide. And in the gospel, the power of God, which was before meats and drinks and outward apparel were, that you may abide in that which never changes, that you may not be confounded. For when they that are ministers change and alter from that which they first went forth in and brought the people into, it shows that they are either gone out of the truth, or else they were never in the truth, and this confounds people. They had better never have gone out at all. Therefore, you that minister abroad, see that you are in that which will never change, and is over all those who argue about changeable things. For that being ministered to people that never changes, and they that minister being in that which never changes, this begets people into an established state. For they are all fallen spirits, and not ministers of the word, nor the gospel, nor of Christ that never fell, which destroys the devil and his works in the fall, that are quarreling and citing and disputing and contending and striving about outward things. For the mind of the fallen is in the heats and tempests, up and down, and is in the wrong judgment, and cries against others as being lords, and being esteemed and looked upon and looking at men, when the wrong lords in themselves, and that is it which should not be esteemed. The outward part being gotten up in themselves, who have gotten a life in outward things, in the outward knowledge and the outward reason, and outward wisdom, that outward part and reason, wisdom and knowledge must all perish, and the life they have in them also, before the life of God can come to rule in them, in which is the everlasting unity and fellowship. And so, friends, all that minister abroad in the everlasting word, which never changes, and the gospel in it abide, the first and last. For the word keeps down the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, which is of the world and not of the Father. And so let your liberty be in the word and spirit and the power of God, which keeps you out of the liberty of the world and its vain fashions, and be not fashioned after them. And so take heed of light words, unseasoned talk, and of taking liberty to the flesh, but walk in that which is pure, and keep in that in which you may have the wisdom, which is the beauty of gray hairs, that to the Lord God you may be a good savor, and in the hearts of all, walking in all comeliness and decency. The word of truth makes you to be seasoned and savory, and this is comely, keeping in the beauty of holiness, in which holiness the Lord is seen, over the beauty of the world that is vain. George Fox, 177. All friends everywhere, who are dead to all carnal weapons and have beaten them to pieces, stand in that which takes away the occasion of wars, in the power which saves men's lives, and destroys none, nor would hate others. And as for the rulers that are to keep peace for peace's sake and the advantage of truth, give them their tribute taxes. But to bear and carry carnal weapons to fight with the men of peace, who live in that which takes away the occasion of wars, cannot act in such things under the several powers, but have paid their tribute taxes, which they may do still for peace's sake, and not hold back the earth, but go over it, and in so doing, friends may better claim their liberty. George Fox, 178. For friends in Barbados, Virginia, New England, and all the islands about. Friends and brethren, who are made partakers of the power of the world that is without end, and are partakers of the heavenly gift, and feel the power, in which are the unity, peace, and kingdom that has no end, in that feel one another and know one another, and in the life, in which you will have peace and unity one with another. That the top stone may be laid over all, and you all in the wisdom, life, and seed in your measures may be preserved, spreading the truth abroad, confounding the deceit, answering the witness of God in all. To which power they must be brought before their minds can be turned to God, and be acquainted with his covenant of promise, and his life, and to know God, the Father of spirits. For all Christendom, which has the words of the prophets, Christ, and the apostles, that are not in the spirit and power that they were in that gave them forth, are all on heaps about them, and not in unity, being out of the spirit, in which is the unity and true fellowship. For there are the heaps, among them that are out of the spirit and power of God, having the words in the transgression, in the fall, in the earth, and in the many bodies, names, and heads, churches, religions, and worships, which are in the first birth, born of the flesh, which will persecute him that is born of the spirit, which spirit plunges down by baptism, and puts under, and brings into the one body, and puts that under which causes many heads, and answers to that which is transgressed against. For all must come to the one baptism with the Spirit into the one body. And all my dear friends, be faithful and quench not the Spirit, but be obedient to the truth and spread it abroad, which must go over all the world, to professors, Jews, Christians, and heathen, to the answering the witness of God in them all, that they may come to the truth which answers the witness in them to be made free by it. And, friends, in the wisdom of God dwell, which preserves in unity in the spirit and power. If anything be spoken in a meeting which you cannot bear, speak to them concerned between them and you after the meeting is ended. For if any of the world be there, it may give occasion to them to reproach truth. For wisdom preserves in the peace, and makes peace, and preserves out of the contrary, and overcomes with the wisdom and love, and answers the witness with the life, and so has unity, and that has the kingdom. George Fox, all friends, you must come into a temperance above all the world. And all friends, you must come into a patience above all the world. And all friends, you must come into a moderation above all the world. And all friends, you must come into a wisdom above all the world. And all friends, you must come into a knowledge above all the world. And all friends, you must come into an understanding above all the world. And all friends, you must come into a sobriety and gravity and a seasoned state above all the world. George Fox, 179, was omitted in printing, 180. My dear friends, in the love and life and power of the Lord God dwell, in the power, life, and seed which has no end, in which you all may have unity. And be faithful and diligent in the things that are good, and keep your meetings, and meet together in the power of the Lord which cannot be broken, in which is an everlasting unity. And live in peace and unity one with another, and all keep in the power of the Lord God, and take heed of getting into a form without the power. Any of you, for that will bring deadness, and coldness, and weariness, and faintings, and what will it not bring in that nature? Therefore keep in the power of the Lord, which will keep all the contrary down and out, and preserve you in peace and life, love and unity, fresh and fruitful, and diligent in the wisdom of the Lord God, with which and in which you may be kept and preserved to his glory, and be a good savor to him, and in the hearts of all people. That to the Lord you may be a blessing in your generation, and a peculiar people in tenderness, and full of that faith which overcomes the world and all things in it, through which you may come all up into the unity of the Spirit, which is the bond of peace. And all friends, live in the power of the Lord God and keep down the wise part, which will judge truth to be simple and come to despise it, and cry up their own words of wisdom in its place. George Fox, 181. Friends, live in the unchangeable power of God, which will keep you in righteousness and truth and love and unity and dominion over all the unclean spirits and rough ways and mountains within and without, that the power of the Lord God may be supreme among you, and that you may in the wisdom of the Lord be preserved. And none abuse it, but all patiently in the power of the Lord wait, that in it you may be all kept low, in love and unity with God and one with another, that in the seed you may be kept, which is heir of the power. And all be diligent in your places, serving the Lord, and that your spirits may not be plucked down with earthly things nor limited by them, but that in the power of the Lord God you may act over them, the handiworks of God, out of the entanglements and thraldom of them, and out of the vain inventions of men, but keep in the power of the Lord God over them, in which power is the mystery of the fellowship and the dominion, and let everyone's eye behold it and mind it. For that is it which will keep you out of the changeable things, and present your minds, souls, and spirits to the Lord. And there the seed comes up which is heir of the power, and of the wisdom which is pure from above, where the city is known that lets no uncleanness in, and the salt is known that savors all things. Therefore feel it in the heart, which is more than in the head or tongue, which many may strive for, but do not obtain the power nor the kingdom. Therefore all be wise in the wisdom of God, and let everyone's eye be unto that wisdom, which the departing from sin and evil is the beginning of, that with it you may be ordered, and do whatsoever you have to do with it and by it. In that you will feel his presence and blessing, that you may know the seed immortal to have the dominion in you, that there you may come to know Christ to reign. And your growth in the seed is in the silence, where you may all find a feeding of the bread of life. And all friends, keep in the wisdom of the Lord that is pure and holy from above, by which wisdom you may be preserved and kept holy and pure, above that which is below, and out of that which is below, the wise part wherein is the strife, that being kept down by the power of the Lord, the seed comes up which is heir of the power. And their innocence and simplicity and nakedness of heart and spirit are lived in and life is fed upon. George Fox, and so, if any friends have friends or relations beyond sea, send them books or papers and be diligent to spread the truth. And send Latin books or French books or other books to Leghorn, France, Poland, Italy, Norway, Low Countries, etc. 182. To friends beyond the sea. My dear hearts, do your business faithfully, and fear not the amazement of men, you sons and daughters of Abraham. trample upon all deceit, and keep over all that in the dominion of God's power, above the world, answering that of God in all, and spare not any deceit. Be you faithful, and you will find and feel the word which is sharper than any two-edged sword to cut down deceit, and you will feel the blessing of the Lord God with you. And if the world's works lie like a wilderness, care not for it and matter it not, but do the work of the Lord faithfully, and you will feel it prosper, answering that of God in everyone. And so God Almighty preserve you in his power. George Fox 183. Friends, dwell in patience, and in the power, life, and wisdom of God, and in peace and love and unity one with another. And be subject in the power, and life, and wisdom of God to God and to one another, that in it you may be as a pleasant field to the Lord God, and as the lilies and the flowers and the buds, feeling the pleasant showers and the streams of life from the living God flowing upon you and coming into you, whereby the presence and blessing of the Lord God Almighty among you may be felt. And in that the Lord God Almighty preserve and keep you, that to him you may be a good savor, and live in peace. And the God of all peace keep you, that nothing may reign and rule among you but the life, and power, and seed, and wisdom of God, that in him you may be preserved by which all things were made and created, that you may be all ordered to his glory, and be a good savor in the hearts of all people, in which you do refresh others and are refreshed. So dwell in the fear of the Lord, which brings a dread and terror upon all his enemies that are in Esau's mount, but your peace comes from the mountain of God, and let your joy and peace be in the Lord. George Fox 184. Oh, my dear friends and brethren everywhere, the power of the Lord God, that is over all, live in that you may feel unity and fellowship. The power of the Lord God you may come to be heirs of the power of an endless life, through which you may inherit eternity, and so to feel life eternal abiding in you. The manslayer has not eternal life abiding in him, that is he that envies his brother. So all the persecutors that envy their brethren have not eternal life abiding in them. Under this are all the persecutors about their church and vain religion, false worship, faith, and ministry. Therefore all of you, feel this eternal life abiding in you, for he that has the Son of God has life eternal. And so, in this eternal life you have fellowship with God and his Son, and with one another. And in this, the law of life, that is in Jesus Christ, sentence is passed on the law of sin and death in every man and woman, and brings it to the execution. Through which law of life righteousness flows and runs down, and also justice and truth. And by this law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Mark in Christ Jesus, you come to know the Lamb's throne, and the throne of iniquity is thrown down, and all blasphemous mouths stopped, and the chambers of imagery thrown down, and the household of God raised up, and the fruitless trees thrown down, and the plant of God raised up, which is of his own planting, the tree of righteousness, whose fruit is unto holiness, whose end is everlasting life. So mark, here is the fruit of this tree, and the end of this tree, and by this Spirit you do distinguish names and plantings and pluckings up. And God's building you will distinguish from man's building, and man's plucking down, and man's gathering together. You that are gathered together in the name of Jesus can distinguish men's gathering and their scattering. Oh, therefore be valiant for the truth, which you are come to the knowledge of, and worship God in that truth, which the devil is out of and abode not in. This makes you free from the devil and his works that are out of the truth. Here in this worship, in the truth and in the Spirit, the living God, who is a Spirit, the God of all truth, he has his glory and his honor from his Spirit in every heart. And so, keep in the Spirit and truth, and the power of the everlasting God, who is from everlasting to everlasting, that you may know him Lord of the earth and of the heaven, and of the heaven of heavens, ruling and reigning, whose eye is over all his works, that you may glorify him in his power and Spirit, and serve him in the new life, which will keep you over all men's fables and devices, whimsies and imaginations, out of all arguments and vain disputes of men of corrupt minds. And so, all to live in that which is the same today, as was yesterday, Christ Jesus, the power of God, and the seed of life and word that was in the beginning. So, no new thing, but that which was and is to all eternity. Let your fellowship be in that, and your unity and communion be in that. For by the spiritual eye the eternal unity with the eternal God is seen. So hear his voice everywhere, that speaks from heaven, whose voice shakes the earth, and not the earth only, but heaven also. The heaven signifies joy. So, all the false joys, the lifted up joys or exalted joy, and joy in vainglory, and joy in the world or any outward thing or creature, or men or women, his voice that speaks from heaven, shakes the earth and the heavens, and these must be shaken and removed. Both the heaven and the earth, before that does appear that can never be shaken, the noble, royal seed, elect and precious, which was before the world began, being heirs of him, come to inherit him. In him you shall know that which cannot be shaken. And there is the true joy, the standing joy, in that which is from everlasting to everlasting, who is the beginning and ending. Here is not any lifted up, nor cast down. So I say, hear his voice, and harden not your hearts. For through not hearing his voice, you harden your hearts, then you provoke God to wrath and sore displeasure. Let him have your ear that speaks from heaven, that you may come to observe his counsel, teachings, instructions, and directions. For all the prophets, the holy men of God and the apostles were attentive and obedient to this heavenly voice, who witnessed to the truth, who had a witness in heaven also. And such declared forth the glorious truth, which they had from the instruction of the Almighty. As you may read throughout the scriptures, what glorious expressions and weighty truths they declared, whose ears were attentive to him that spoke from heaven. And how they declared against them that stopped their ears and closed their eyes and hardened their hearts. For such whose ears are not attentive to the heavenly voice are earthly. So if the earthly and sin and evil have the ear, it will fill the ear with that which is bad and harden the heart and choke the good. Therefore the Lord must have the ear, who is the ruler of heaven and earth. And as your ears are attentive to the Lord's voice that is from heaven, iniquity's mouth is stopped in you, the throne of iniquity is thrown down in you. That is, the wicked spirit and power, wherein iniquity sits, and the chamber of imagery is thrown down in you, where man's thoughts and imaginations are. But as the ear is attentive to the voice of him that speaks from heaven, you will come to the throne of the Lamb, who has the victory and the dominion, that all may live in the everlasting power of God, that goes over all deceit, which was before deceit and darkness were. And always feel a growing in the power of the Lord God, that is universal and everlasting, that you may be all heirs of the power of the endless life, and come to inherit it, and possess it, and sit down in the possession of the same, that everyone's lot may fall in the land of the living, where the Lord has his glory and his honor forever and ever. Oh, the glory of the Lord spreads itself over all. And here as you abide, you have the savor, and can taste your meat in the power of the Lord God, feeding upon every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, having your ear open and attentive to his voice. In this you grow up in the life that is eternal. George Fox 185. All friends, be obedient to the power of God, which is the higher power, and is above that which abode not in the truth. So you that know the power of God, be obedient to it. For you have authority from the power of God, which comprehends all the powers of darkness, to answer the witness of God in everyone, and to trample upon all the power of darkness and its authority. For you that feel the power that comprehends the world and all the powers of darkness, keep in the authority, in the power of God. My not words without the power, nor the pleasing of the reason and carnal knowledge, wisdom and understanding of fancies and thoughts of men, but dwell in the authority, the power of God, you that know it, that over all you may reign in the seed, who fulfilled the law and the prophets, who spoke with authority and speaks with authority now, more than the scribes and Pharisees, the writers of the law and of the prophets and the speakers of them, who were transgressors against the life that gave forth the words which were written. And so, the authority of the scribes and Pharisees, who wrote Moses and the prophets, is as the authority of the professing Christians, who profess Christ and the apostles' writings, but are without the life and from the seed of God. These are one with them who put Christ to death and knew not the authority of the seed. George Fox 186. To friends in Barbados. Friends who have known and tasted of the power of the mighty God of heaven and earth and of his light and life, be faithful in the power, light, life, and truth to the spreading of the truth abroad, with which you may answer the truth in the inward parts in everyone. And dwell in that which binds and chains and gives to see over the world. That life, wisdom, and power may reign among you that are turned to the life, and believe in it, who come to receive the light of life, Christ, the power of God. Be faithful and spread the truth abroad, and walk in the wisdom of God, answering that of God in everyone, and write, speak, and send books abroad into the countries, and islands, and nations, or mainland as you are moved. that the sound of the trumpet of the Lord's host may be heard in the nations and islands. And be faithful and valiant for the truth of God upon the earth. That is the truth, that the devil is out of, and abode not in. In that dwell and live, in unity and peace one with another. So the God of love, life, and power, and wisdom be with you. And you that are turned to the light, and gathered into it, meet together and keep your meetings, that you may feel and see the life of God among you, and know that in one another. For that keeps down and lays low all that which is out of the kingdom. So know the power of God, and keep your peace therein, that you may all grow up in the increase of God, mark, in the increase of God, and feel his presence among you. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, said Christ, that is in the power, I am there in the midst of them. In this meeting, in this gathering, Christ is felt in the midst. Who feels the power of Christ, feels Christ, for he is the power of God and the Emmanuel with them. But those who go from God in the transgression are in the first Adam, where death reigns and darkness, and this is the state that is reprobated. But those who are turned to the light, Christ Jesus, to the Emmanuel, they know the interpretation of it, God with us, who redeems out of transgression and out of death, darkness, and sin, who being witnessed, the state of fallen man that was drove from God and the state of being brought to God again is witnessed by Jesus Christ, the covenant of light. In which covenant, which is light, the Lord God Almighty preserve you all, you may write how things are with you in the island. George Fox 187. This is to go among friends. My dear friends, dwell in the love of God together, for that edifies you all, and by that you are built up. And who go from that, pluck down with enmity and discord and wrangling and quarreling and disputing, and are puffed up with high swelling words, and are large in their worldly wisdom and earthly knowledge in a show to tread upon the simple, and are of the great comprehension. Therefore keep over that spirit, for that will not stand to the end, although it would be Lord. It is scorched when the heat of persecution comes, and therefore stand faithful. For that which runs into disputes and contentions and questionings is the disobedient. That was the devil's work in the beginning, which brought Eve out of her habitation. And that is the work of his servants in the fall, to bring the innocent out of their habitation, to question, reason, and argue with them, to bring them out of their habitation. They will say they must not meet together, such as are gathered in the name of Christ Jesus, that never fell, who is above Adam that fell? And thus the devil would lay all waste, and make the world like a wilderness, and break down the bounds of the righteous gardens and plantations, and would break them down into his wilderness, and lay them barren and waste. And so, when they are gone from the truth themselves, the devil is got into them, and would keep them from meetings, to draw others into the same, who are gathered into the name of Jesus, and are come to sit down in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and are found with the flock that lie down at noonday. And so, that fallen spirit would bring the saints to forsake their assemblies, and would make them like a wilderness. If he cannot, he will throw dirt upon them, and backbite them, and prejudice them, and slander them, and speak evil of them, and strive to sow discord among them, and preach up some outward things among them, to bring them into an outward fellowship, from the immortal power and gospel fellowship, and fill them with earthly wisdom and knowledge and understanding and carnal policy, with quirks, tricks, turnings, and windings, to overword and ensnare the simple, and to bring them into questioning. And so, this spirit is to destroy, ruin, and lay waste, and to rob and beguile, and would destroy, if it were in its power, the saints' fellowship and worship, and if it were possible, deceive the elect. For sometimes it will come in the show of worship and feigned humility, and other times with Esau's tears. But all the strength of it is set to lead the innocent out of his habitation and to destroy and devour him. And so, being adulterated from the true spirit, the true light, and the fellowship in it, it runs into all the secret evils, inward adultery and outward adultery, uncleanness and fornication. And being in the evil, darkness, and uncleanness, judges all like unto itself with it evil thoughts, and casts out its flood of evil speaking and wickedness upon the righteous and just, the saints of the Most High, whose garments are clean and pure. And so, this spirit will cry down the saints' fellowship in spirit, and worship in spirit and truth, and their fellowship in the power which was before their forms were, or the devil either. And when it cannot get them down and break their fellowship to forsake their assembling together, which is contrary to the apostles' doctrine and the churches in the primitive times before the apostasy, and when they see they can neither break their fellowship nor worship, then they say, away with your forms. and cry down forms to those who are in the power of godliness. And that Spirit's work, that does so, is to bring into such forms in time, which are out of the Spirit and truth and power of God, in which the saints have fellowship and refreshment, in which God is worshipped in that which is above and was before time. And that contrary Spirit, its work is to bring into the many invented forms in the fall, and sometimes runs out of all right form into confusion, and out of all order of life, in which the saints of the Most High, that walk in the Spirit, are in the fellowship and power of life, having the order of life among them. And therefore, all friends, keep your habitation everywhere in the truth of God, and let your lights be shining, and your lamps burning, and have oil in your lamps, and salt in yourselves to savor with, that he may grow up into Christ Jesus, by whom all things were made that were made, that through him you may know all things. And so, live in him that destroys the enmity, and in him sit in Christ Jesus, in whom you have unity, life, peace, and salvation. The honor was given to him that never changed, nor never fell, who is Christ Jesus, and you in him are partakers of this honor. And they that change and fall do not know this honor, but are a dishonor to him. George Fox 188. Friends, live in the seed of God that destroys the devil, who is the author and cause of wars and strife, and bringing of men and people into the earth, where the war, strife, and pride are. Here the outward swordsmen have not learned yet to beat their swords and spears into plowshares and pruning hooks. Yet you that are in that seed, see that you accuse no man falsely, that has the sword of justice, which is to keep the peace, and is a terror to the evildoers, and to keep down the transgressors, and for the praise of them that do well. This is owned in its place. But he that kills with the sword must perish with the sword. So there was a time Jews were to fight with outward weapons, with sword and spear. But there is a time when nations shall not learn war anymore, but shall come to that which shall take away the occasion of wars, which was in the beginning before wars were. And friends, take heed of blending yourselves with the outward powers of the earth. All friends, dwell in the life and power and seed of God, in which you may be kept in the Son of God's kingdom, and preserved in his dominion out of all changeable things, in that God's blessing will be with you. In the seed of God is the staid state, and in that are the life and peace with God, and the offering that satisfies God, and that perfects forever those who are sanctified. And the seed bruises and destroys the serpent's head, who is the prince of the air, the prince of darkness, the tempter and the troubler, in which seed is peace and life enjoyed, and by the wisdom of it be ordered to God's glory. And there the reign of Christ is known, who is come to reign and to rule. George Fox 189. To friends in New England and Virginia. My dear friends, Robert Hodson, William Robinson, Marmaduke Stevenson, Peter Pearson, William Brend, William Ledra, and the rest of friends in New England and Virginia, be faithful to the Lord and the truth of the Lord God, and in his power and wisdom be valiant for it upon the earth, and spread it abroad, and confound deceit. And dwell in the power of God, and stand in it, which comprehends the whole world, that through it you may answer the witness of God in everyone, and be a dread to nations. And go on in peace, and love, and unity, one with another, and keep in the wisdom of the Lord God, that you may be answerable to the witness in everyone to whom you preach. And take heed of judging one another in the sight of weak friends, but dwell in the power of the Lord God, and that will keep that down in every particular, which is to be judged, through which you may judge the whole world that lies in wickedness. Therefore dwell all, I warn you from the Lord God of power, of life, of heaven and earth, dwell in his power and wisdom and life, that in that you may have dominion over the world and the adversaries in it and live in it, through which you will feel the preciousness and weight of truth, which now is going over all the world. And to all nations of mankind the everlasting gospel, the power of God, is to be preached, through which life and immortality shall come to light, in which power is the fellowship. Therefore, this is the word of the Lord God to you all, those that are convinced by the power of the Lord God and the light, let them dwell in it, in which they may have unity. For the Lord has a seed that weighs, if all of you wait in patience, and not matter the weather, the storms, the winds, the hail, the rain, when you are to sow the seed, nor the rough ground that is to be tilled. For the husbandman waits patiently after the seed is sown, there is a winter before the summer comes. There must be a great work before the misty heathen be cleared in their understandings, that are so naturally, and the dark air be driven back, and the Prince of life and light be witnessed. Dwell in the life and in the light, for the great professors of spiritual Babylon, the mother of harlots that are full of craft, will be brought down, and that must be witnessed before you know the bride made ready for her husband. So live in patience and in peace, and in the weighty wisdom of God, and then you will see the end of all frothy spirits that will not abide the trial. Therefore, friends, keep you in the power of the Lord God, and dwell in love one with another, and in the pure power and life of truth, and the seed of God which you first kept in, that you may be kept over all light and airy spirits that will be up and down like a tempest, comers and goers to the seed, that you may stand in the seed which is everlasting. In that the Lord preserve you. You may write over how things are there, for truth is well here and spreads abroad in the world and other nations, and is of a good report. George Fox reading, the 15th of the 8th month, 1659. The Lord is King over all the earth, and Christ has all power in heaven and in the earth. And he is King of kings and Lord of lords. Let him rule and reign in all your hearts by faith, and exalt him in the land and in your assemblies. George Fox 190. Marrying unbelievers, O friends, have an esteem of truth and God's glory. Keep down all inordinate affections, have an esteem of truth above your lusts and earthly things, worldly riches and goods, and mind the example of the old world, when the sons of God saw, the daughters of men were fair, they took unto them wives of all that they liked, and so made no distinction between the righteous and the wicked, which grieved the Lord God, that he said, his spirit should not always strive with man. And therefore he shortened his days to 120 years, which before were many hundred years. Though Enoch, Methuselah, and Lamech, and the holy men of God, their marriages God did not judge. But when the sons of those holy men, which were called the sons of God, went to the world for wives, they slew the spiritual birth in them, and quenched the Holy Spirit of God in them, and corrupted the earth, and filled it with cruelty, and followed the imaginations of their own hearts' lusts continually, insomuch that they grieved the Lord, and he repented that he made man. For he saw all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth, saving Noah, a just man with his family, who walked with God and did not join with the wickedness of the world. Therefore God destroyed the old world, and the beginning of this was these bad marriages, as Jude and Peter said, they followed strange flesh, by which they came to be corrupted, and therefore God sent a flood and destroyed the old world with its ungodly deeds. And there is your example, you who marry with the world. Genesis 6, and doesn't the Lord say to the children of Israel, you shall not give your sons or your daughters in marriage with the heathen. And were not such as did so reproved by the Lord and his prophets, as you may see through the scriptures? And does not the apostle say, be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship has light with darkness, or Christ with Belial, or a believer with an infidel? For how many thousands of the Jews did the Lord destroy, who went and married with other nations and pleaded liberty? And did not Phinehas run one through, and his heathenish women? And so must not all such be run through with the sword of the Spirit of God? And the Lord said, Phinehas has turned mine anger away from the children of Israel, when the Lord had destroyed 24,000 of them. And does not the world call such bastard and hypocrite Quakers, and not faithful, that go to the world for a wife, and to the priests to be married? Oh, that you should profess truth, and not go from its power and life, and so corrupt yourselves, and to have no more esteem of your bodies, which God has so honored, and made them vessels of his mercy, to put his mercy into. And have no more esteem of God, his truth, nor his people, but to esteem your affections and lusts above them all, and to make yourselves a talk and a laughing stock, by going into that, for which you are judged of God, and of all his people, and of that of God in your own consciences also. And do not friends buy burying places, because they cannot give their dead bodies to the world, no more than Abraham could. And you that profess yourselves to be quickened by Christ, and made alive by him, to give your bodies to them that are dead in sins and trespasses. Oh, you make yourselves ridiculous both to God's people and the world, and come under the judgment of both, and of God and the scriptures, to be such as follow strange flesh and corrupt the earth like the old world. You bring burdens upon the just. But God will shorten your days, as he did the old world's days, except you repent, as you may read, Genesis 6. And therefore mind God's ordinance, and then you will know God's joining by his Spirit and by his power. And be not corrupted with them that follow strange flesh, and corrupt themselves, that creep among you and would be called by your name, which the priests and the world call bastard Quakers. And therefore keep the gospel order, which is the power of God, before the devil was, and the government of Christ Jesus, which destroys the devil and all his works. George Fox 191. This letter speaks to the time when correct grammar for addressing a singular person was thee and thou. You, then only correct for the plural persons, was used as a means of flattery to address singular persons. As such, the Lord forbade the Quakers to flatter men using the plural. Today, 2006, you is the common usage for singular address and is not used as a means of flattery. HW. All friends everywhere that are convinced with truth and profess it and own it. Keep to the single language, the good spirit, the light of Christ Jesus leads to it. And that which goes from that, which does not live in it, is to be judged. And then, if man or woman seek to get gain by speaking the improper, untrue language and flattering language of the world, which is in confusion, the Lord may take that gain away from them. For plural and singular was the language of God and Christ and all good men and of the prophets and apostles. But the confused world that lies in confusion cannot endure it, who live not in the fear of God, neither follow the example of good men, but are in the double tongue, quenching the spirit and hating the light of Christ Jesus, which is single. And so all friends, train up your children in the same singular and plural language. All masters, mistresses, and dames, or whatsoever you are called, that do take friends' children that are in the singular and plural language, it is not fit for you to bring them out of it, neither to force nor command them otherwise to please your customers, nor to please men. For if they should pay two or three for one, that would displease you, who would have them to speak two or three, when they should speak singular, thee and thou to one. And so, do not lose that testimony, which slays the world's honor, and do not go into the custom of the world's fashions or commands, nor force others from that, which is the language of God and Christ and all good men and women, into that which is contrary to God and Christ and all good men and women. For there must be, and always was, a distinction between one and many. For if in your practice you should not do it, but let one have many things, when he should have but one thing, you would think to suffer wrong, and your servants to do that which were not righteous. And so, do not they speak that which is not righteous, when they say many for one, and nonsense and confusion? And therefore keep to the proper, sound, single language. For indeed, I did hear some that were troubled at their apprentices and servants, for saying thee and thou to one, and because they would not say the word you, and such, who have known the language from their childhood. And therefore that selfish, man-pleasing, and daubing spirit must be put down with the spirit, and condemned with the light, else you will presently be ridiculous to the world, and to all men, and they will say, you are not so as you were in the beginning, and so follow the customs of the world, and not the practice of Christ and all good men. And so, this is written that all may fear the Lord, and they who have done so may do so no more, and that others may be warned, and not to go into such things. But mind the truth and spirit of God, the light of Christ Jesus, that none of the freeborn may lose the true language, and speak half the world's language, and half of the people of God's. For to say to friends, thee and thou, and to the world you, that is hypocrisy. And therefore for all hypocrites, and hypocrisy and dissembling to be kept under judgment, for that is a dissembling with the witness of God. For you see the outward Jews, when they went from the law of God, in process of time spoke half Hebrew and half Ashdod. And therefore, to prevent all dissembling and hypocrisy, keep to the spirit of God and light of Christ Jesus, that the Jews inward may not have a mixed language, no more than the Jews outward, to speak half the confused language of the world and half the true language. Nor to the world speak confusedly, to speak the plural for the singular, and when you are among the world, speak as the world does. And when you are among friends, speak as they do. This spirit is not from the spirit of God, but is hypocrisy and for judgment. And so let the truth have its passage in all things, and speak true words, and not false. With the light you will see that who act contrary to it will be condemned by it. So let friends be distinct from all the world in their language, in their ways, in love, and in their conversations. For in that you are over the world, and judge them by scripture, by grammar and accidents and all other teaching books. For you have them all on your side to hammer them down with, who follow neither scriptures, grammar, nor accidents, nor their new teaching books, and are judged by them all, and the Spirit of God also, which leads to one, and to divide and distinguish singular from plural, many things from one thing, and one from two and three. And many men and women from one, many ways from one, many churches from one, many fellowships from one, and the many words from one, and the many gods from one, and the true Christ from the many antichrists and false Christs. All this is distinguished and known by the one Spirit, the light and power of Christ Jesus, which gives an understanding. George Fox let this be lent abroad, that all may read it over. 192 A General Epistle to Friends. Friends, in the fear of the Lord God live, departing from sin and evil, as it appears in your own particulars. And in this you will receive the wisdom of God, by which all things were made and created, with which wisdom they may be ordered to the glory of God, that created all things. And with that wisdom use all things, and order all that are under your hands and dominion, to the glory of him that created them. And in this you will feel the Lord God going in and out among you, and to be with you, and his blessing and presence with you, in your actings, and he over all giving you dominion in his wisdom, power, and life. That with that you may come to answer that of God in everyone, with which your minds should be guided up to God. And in that you will be a good savor to God, and in the hearts of all people that live up to the witness, and are led by the witness of God up to God. And such as go from it, upon them the law of God is to be added. And they are stopped and limited by the law, which law is a praise to them that do well, who come from under the occasion of the law. And in this that eye is opened which beholds God and his law, which answers that of God in everyone, which when men go from that of God in themselves, the law takes hold upon them. Which when Adam went from, he transgressed the law of God, when he went from the life and image of God within him. And then the law came upon him, which was not made for the righteous, but for sinners and transgressors. And in this stands the covenant of works, the law of works that brings under and yokes the man down, which Christ the covenant of God, and of life, and of peace, redeems men from under this law. And the law of the Spirit of life makes free from the law of sin and death. So Christ, the covenant of God being felt, the law of life is come and witnessed within man again. And to such, they that are in the wisdom of God will be a praise, and your moderation will increase, your temperance will increase, your knowledge of God and his Son Jesus Christ will increase, whom to know is eternal life. And this will not be lacking. And so as you are kept in the wisdom of God, and in his life and power, you will see the law that goes over all transgressors, which was added because of transgression. Which life lets you see to the higher power, which was before any transgression was, because of which the law was added upon man, when he went from that of God in himself. Which, as I said before, every true Christian, which is a Christian indeed, witnesses the law of life in Christ, which sets free from the law of sin and death, and such come to see and feel him, who was before any transgression was. And so as to the Lord God you are kept faithful in your generation, and in his fear are preserved in humility and mercy, doing good and justly, the jaws of the wicked will be broken, and you will feel the Lord's blessing upon you, and come to know the seed in yourselves which inherits, which is the heir of the promise of the world without end. And the power of an endless life you will feel in Christ, the seed, in whom the words of the prophets and apostles are fulfilled. And in this is unity and love, righteousness and peace, even in him who bruises the serpent's head, that feeds upon dust. Here there is nothing fed upon, but life, yes, the life which was with the Father, before the world began, which is Christ Jesus. And those who are in this are in the thing the Scripture testifies of, and this has been lacking in Christendom. They have had the words of the prophets, Christ, and the apostles, and been on heaps about them, not being in the seed, Christ, who is the end and substance of them, who is the light and life, righteousness, wisdom, and truth, which makes free from the adversary, who is the cause of strife. From a lover of your soul's eternal good, and of your establishment in righteousness and peace in this day of the Lamb's power, glory to the highest forever. George Fox, 193. To William Ames. Dear William, you have a fine compass in Holland and Germany, and under the Prince of Palatine's government, and there is a seed in Poland that desires friends. Sow in the seed be faithful, which is immortal, and is the heir of the world where there is no end. And so, in that be faithful, and spread the truth over that part of the world. For the Lord has a vine and a mountain to be set up, and a standard and ensign held out to other nations. So in the power of the Lord God, and his wisdom and seed, the Lord God Almighty preserve you. George Fox, 194. Dear friends who have found the better part and chosen the better thing, the one thing which lasts forever, which is the ground of all true rejoicing and joy, in whom you have all riches and life, and the blessings and the immortal power to be your crown and covering. And it may be, there will be a time of shearing and clipping, but the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So mind him to be your portion, and the seed Christ your all, and your life, and fear not losing the fleece, for it will grow again. And keep your meetings in the name of him that never fell, which are above all the meetings of Adam's sons and daughters in the fall. And keep in the fellowship in the gospel, which is the power of God, which was before the devil was. And this fellowship is above all the national fellowships in the fall of Adam, and keep in the worship of the Father in the Spirit and in the truth, which the devil is out of, and in that you will live in the truth and Spirit in ourselves, and walk in unity in the same. And then you are over all the will worships in the fall of Adam, where they are in the strife about them. And who are come to the church in God, do see above all the churches of Adam in the fall, driven from God. And as the outward Jews suffered by the outward Egyptians and Babylonians, and they persecuted them and killed their children, so the spiritual Egyptians and mystery Babylon persecute and would kill the Jews in spirit, that worship God in the spirit, whose praise is of God, and not of man, and such have none from fallen men, but by them are persecuted. But all such go as dumb before their shearers, for he that gave his back and his cheek to the smiters overcame and reigns, and has the victory and the honor, who is Christ, the Amen, the first and last, the top and cornerstone. In him sit down in life and peace and rest. So no more but my love in the everlasting seed, the second Adam that never fell nor changed, whose love is above all the love in Adam's house in the fall. George Fox 195, to those sent to preach the gospel. Friends, all that are moved of the Lord by his power, light, and life, to go into other nations, as messengers of his covenant of light, to preach the gospel, according to that which shows the secrets of every man's heart, wherein nations are brought into covenant with God, and redeemed out of tongues and people and kindreds. Keep your feet upon the top of the mountains, and sound deep to the witness of God in every man. Then will your feet be beautiful, that publish peace. And to the captives proclaim liberty, with your feet upon the mountains publishing peace, binding up the brokenhearted, having oil of gladness for them that mourn. And this is the word of the Lord God to you. Keep atop of the heads of all the mountains of sin and opposition, in innocence, meekness, and true humility, in the fear of God, that in his dread and wisdom you may all be kept, and in the fear of the Lord stayed. And dwell in the light of Christ, that enlightens every man that comes into the world, that all through him might believe. And bring all to believe in the light, to give them the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, from whom the light comes that they are all enlightened with, and that they may come into the covenant of light with God and his people. And so, dwell in the power of the Lord God, that you may comprehend the world and see over it all, and keep you over all the unclean spirits, and execute true judgment, answering to that of God in every man. And here is the saint's honor. And this is the word of the Lord God to you. Enter not into consulting with the wrong nature, for feet that you consult with the adversary, whose head must be bruised, and for fear that in the meantime, that nature blind your eye and raise up a light spirit in you and take you captive. But dwell in the power, dread, and fear of the Lord God, that you may answer that of God in every man and stop the mouth of that which opposes, that you may blind the eye that will not see the light and the ear stop that will not hear it, for that must be judged. For that is it that keeps all from conversion, and that is the seed of the serpent, which must be bruised with the seed of the woman, yes, the head of it. And keep atop of the head of it, that you may answer that of God in every man, and be kept atop of the contrary, and tread it under feet. And so, the Lord God Almighty keep you in his power and wisdom, and by it bind the unruly. And when you have bound them, then you may speak to them, and by it fetter them. Then you may catch them when you will, when they are fettered. And get the yoke upon the wild heifer, then will you save yourselves from a push, and bring them down, and order them with the power, and reach to the witness. And see that you keep the bit in the wild horse's mouth, whereby his head may be held down, and howsoever, see that he is bridled, then with the power he will be ordered. Though he snuffs and snores, the bridle being kept in his mouth, he is held down by it. Though he cries, aha, aha, that is above the witness. And when this is done, being kept in the power, you will know him who rides meekly upon the foal of the ass, the colt, the foal of the ass, to Jerusalem, the highest place of worship, who brings the prisoner out of the pit, where there is no water. Christ, the same today as yesterday and forever. And the Lamb gets the victory, he that sits meekly upon the colt, the foal of the ass, he it is that gets the victory, He by whom the world was made, who is not of the world, that treads upon the highest worship in the world. Lay hands upon no man suddenly, I warn and charge you all in the presence of the living God. Jump to another presence, but touch the witness of God in everyone. George Fox 196. Dear friends in Jamaica and elsewhere, who know the truth of God and have been sufferers for the same, all live in it, which the devil is out of, that you may all be preserved in peace and freedom. For truth brings to the noble mind, spirit, and nature and seed, which never will bend to sin and unrighteousness, nor ungodliness whatsoever, nor to the author of it. And therefore all walk in the truth, that you may all come to honor the Lord God in your lives and conversations, in your words and dealings, doing truly, justly, and righteously unto all people, that God may be glorified among you. And that you may come to be as lights to the world, and the countries about you, so that by your light they may come to walk out of their dark, unrighteous, ungodly, and corrupt ways, which the corrupt people walk in. But the holy and the sanctified ones are of a more noble nature and seed than to tread in those paths. And therefore all mind that, in which you may honor God and his holy name into which you are called, that you may answer the Lord God for all his tender mercies and great riches that he has plentifully manifested and enriched you with, that the love of God may fill your hearts which has abundantly been shed in you, that so it may abound one towards another and to all the creatures of God for their good, that they may come to the way of life and peace, and that they, seeing your good works, may glorify your Father which is in heaven. And so, let truth, righteousness, holiness, pureness, and justness be your jewels, and in your eyes esteemed above all. For unrighteousness, unholiness, and ungodliness is but dross, and is not of God or Christ. And therefore live in the truth, which the devil is out of, and live in the life which was before death and the devil the power of it was, and in the light which was before darkness was, and the devil the prince of it. And in this you will have fellowship with God, with Christ, and one with another. And so no more but my love. Things here are well, and meetings are quiet and large in this nation and this part of the world. Farewell. You may write unto us and let us know how things are with you. George Fox 197. Dear friends, in the power of the Lord dwell, which will keep you all in unity, dwelling in it, and all be bold in that, thrashing down all deceit, and wait to have all your minds guided with that which is eternal, up to God, who is eternal. And walk wisely in the wisdom of God. I charge you in the presence of the living God, and take heed of acting in your own wills, contrary to that which is pure of God in you. And know the power and life of God in one another, which gave forth the Scriptures, which was before the Scripture was, which life the saints had unity in, one with another. Oh, in the life God Almighty preserve you, and meet together everywhere. I charge you in the presence of the Lord, and wait together upon God, to have your minds guided by that which is of God, up to him, with that which is pure, which will judge all unrighteousness, which must never enter into the kingdom of God, and with the eternal Spirit of God, and in his power, you may be kept from all fancies in your own wills. So God Almighty be among you, to do his will in his love. George Fox 198. Dear friends, keep over all that which tends to strife in the seed Christ, in which is peace and life. For that which tends to strife, and yet is in a feigned flattery, will corrupt you. And therefore, live in that which is pure and steadfast, and is not changeable, and in that know one another. And lay hands on no man suddenly, for that which is fickle and changeable will bring people into an unsettled state, and bring them out of their own conditions, and bring into a questioning state. And therefore keep in the seed, and light, and power of Christ, in which you may walk safely, and not give away your power, but dwell in it, in love, unity, and peace one with another. And in it keep your meetings, and be quiet, and live, and dwell in the power of truth over all the unruly spirits, and be faithful, that the seed, Christ Jesus, may reign in you and among you, for the truth is over all and reigns, and so, be valiant for it upon the earth. George Fox Lancaster, Prison the 2nd of the 5th month, 1660, 199. Concerning hats on in prayer, friends, the matter concerning not putting off hats in prayer, and when they give thanks to God, which has been said by some to be heathenish and Romanish, and set up in the time of darkness and ignorance, and in the curse, and in the fall, and cursed. Then they and you who have put off your hats when you have prayed and given thanks to God must be wrong according to their judgment, which is false. For those who have known the power of God and the motions of it, which power was before hats and coverings were, are out of this judgment. For there was a sect of people among the Corinthians that were arguing about meats, drinks, days, marriages, and whether they should pray covered, and whether the woman should pray and prophesy uncovered. There was such strife before the papists got up. And therefore the apostle set up a comeliness among the churches, and says, it was a dishonor for a woman to pray or prophesy with her head uncovered. And also, a dishonor for a man to pray or prophesy with his head covered. Now say they, who keep the hat on when they pray, this covering of the woman is the spirit and power, which is her covering and not the hat, then the spirit and power must be covered, when she prays and prophesies. And how can she pray and prophesy when the spirit and power is covered? For that is her covering and her head, say they. And this must be uncovered in the man, when he prays and prophesies. So, showing hereby a contradiction in the male and female, which shows forth that the spirit and power must be covered in the one and uncovered in the other. They say, Christ is the head of the woman, spoken of in the Corinthians, and her head must be covered when she prays and prophesies, and is it not meant of an outward hat? Then Christ, which is the head, must be covered in the woman when she prays and prophesies, and when a man prays and prophesies, his head must be uncovered. This also shows a contradiction. For prophecy is in the spirit, and praying is in the spirit, and by prophecy they see Christ. And if Christ is covered, then they must consider by what the woman covers him, and whether or not she can prophesy when he is covered. And so it is that mind which runs into outward things that stumbles, and ever was and ever will be so. And this mind and spirit which has given this judgment so upon friends and among friends, not only in a paper to be spread up and down, but also in disputes and arguments about it, in which is such a judgment contrary to truth and the apostles' comely order and practice which was set up among them. This judgment has not only judged us but also the apostle. They may as well say, he set up a form in the curse, ignorance, heathenish, and Romanish, who calls it a comely thing for a man to pray uncovered, if not he dishonors his head, and a comely thing for a woman to pray or prophesy with her head covered. So there was a comeliness and an honor in it. We never used to preach such things, who are come to the power of God, before coverings or hats were. And many wouldn't believed that such things could ever become an issue among us. But now they see our comely order and practice is likened to heathenish and Romanish order, and cursed. Some such the apostle had to do with, when he set up this comely order before the Romanish way was. Therefore are we necessitated to speak a little to such things, that friends may keep in the power of God which was before hats and coverings were. For when we see people run into such things, and make a sect of it, and cry, they have attained to a greater glory than before, they run into such outward things as the hat is, and if they have attained to that, they have only attained to the state of after Adam fell. For they who have attained to that state which Adam was in before the fall, it is without hats or coverings. And they that are come to Christ, and abide in him, are in a state beyond Adam before he fell, far before outward coverings were. For Christ was with the Father before the world began, before Adam was made. And when the apostle spoke to the Corinthians how that he would have them to know that God was the head of Christ, and Christ was the head of the man, and the man was the head of the woman, and the woman was made for the man and not the man for the woman, and he is the image and glory of God, and she is the glory of the man. This the apostle spoke to the Corinthians, who has not arrived at the state of Adam and Eve before they fell, among whom there was a sect about the man being covered, and the woman uncovered. Among whom he sets up a comely order and practice, and lets them see how they should pray, prophesy, and practice. So he meant there of outward things, when he speaks of a man uncovered and a woman covered, or else she should be shaven and shorn. Now these, as I said before, had not come to the state of Adam and Eve before the fall, for who have come there are before coverings were. This was a comely and decent thing, and of good report among the primitive Christians. Therefore, all friends, live in the power of God which you first received. The power which was before the fall was, in that is the fellowship and leads to order, comeliness, and decency. For all the sects about meats, drinks, and days, which have sprung up among the sons and daughters of Adam who are without the power of God, and his image, righteousness, and true holiness, which were before coverings were. And others who are fallen from that into such outward things, there they are arguing about them. And therefore keep over all such things in the power of God, which was before outward things were. In that have you perfect fellowship and unity, for there is your profit. For they that have a fellowship in keeping on their hats and observing of meats, those outward things lead them from the power, and so to no profit but into strife and arguing and vain disputes. Therefore, the power of God all keep in. The power of God was before strife was, and in that is the perfect and standing fellowship when all other fellowships shall have an end, which were set up since Adam's fall. And so farewell. My love is to you all in the everlasting seed of God. The church of the Romans fell away by running into outward things from the power and life. Also the Corinthians, Galatians, and others of them. And also the seven churches of Asia, by running into outward things. And what the outward things were they ran into you may read. And how the apostle reproved them, and what all are gone into since they lost the power of God and the unity in the Spirit. And therefore, dear friends, keep in the power of God over all outward things, which was before they were, and in that power is the standing unity. George Fox Top Back Letters Next Letters.